The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, guys? Megan Murray and Kelsey Charles here, and you are listening to Girls Talking Boys in partnership with SB Nation. As always, hello.
Hello. Happy Friday. It's been a week. It's been a week.
It really, truly has. I cannot tell you enough how busy I am and how much I don't remember literally anything that's happened this week, but that's totally fine.
I feel like this week is especially short for myself because I got stranded in Nashville and like had to like take the weirdest flight back home and then take a bus to get to my house, which happened. I got back at like Tuesday morning at 9:30.
Yeah.
From riding on a bus.
Yeah.
Shout out Von Lane. That was very comfortable.
I'm about to take one of those because you had such a good experience.
No, it was great. Honestly, it was so comfy. I like passed out the whole time.
Yeah.
They brought me yogurt.
Oh, really?
For breakfast.
They had like flight attendant type things.
Yeah. No, she was like walking around. She was like, what snacks do you want? Like they had Kind bars and all that stuff. And I was like,
okay. You get to buy them?
No, it was free.
I'm in.
It was so great. And there's a bathroom on there that was lovely. Like, wow. Couldn't say more good things about it. It was very comfortable.
Wow. I am impressed, I have to say.
So basically my week started on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Monday was definitely canceled.
Everything was canceled.
Yeah. I was stressed out for you. And I was
just in the great flight cancellation of 21.
Dude, literally, I'm telling you, like, flying is such an adventure. I'm getting tired thinking about it nowadays. It's like, is my flight even going to take off? What gate will I be at that's going to force me to run halfway across the airport? Like, it's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's also the no fly zone on Sunday, whenever the Cowboys play.
Oh, so. Right. Around Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah.
Do you see what she did there, guys? Cause I saw what she did there. Yeah. I want to talk about that because, dude, I know we're going to New England and like, that's, you know, with the added 17 games, it's the AFC that was going to host one. So that's kind of how this ended up on the schedule. I don't know about you, but like, I feel good about this game. It's funny to have a conversation about matchups and be talking more about the coaches as a matchup versus like some of the players on the field.
And really it's more like Kellen versus Bill Belichick.
Right. Right.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and skip over Mike over there who can't count and doesn't know how to use a clock. But Kellen Moore versus Bill Belichick. This is something we'll be interested to see. Yeah. Now Kellen has the better, weapons, in my opinion, but
for sure. It's not even close.
Even though, yeah, people were trying to get you to click on articles this week. They were trying. They were really desperate. Click to save a life, but click to save someone's job. But really, those were all just to get clicks, and it was pathetic.
Tell me more about this because I was just like, I'll be honest with you. The moment I saw you comment, like. In the feed that we were talking on about it.
Yeah. Our team Slack.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not reading this. Like,
it was just like Mac Jones is going to dominate expose the Dallas defense. And I was like,
Mac Jones has as many interceptions as he has touchdowns right now. He's a rookie.
He's a bus driver. Whoever wrote this was like, oh, we're playing the Cowboys this week and people get really mad about this if I say something like absolutely absurd.
I can't even. I can't even grace that article with my time.
Click to save his life, but don't, because it's not worth your time.
I do want to talk about what we're thinking of going into this because, you know, I know we can talk about the matchup. And I think that, you know, some of the biggest things in my mind are like Judon on their defensive side, who has 6.5 sacks this year. And it feels like, you know, going against our O-line, which has definitely had some weak points at one point or another. And, you know, I think there's an opportunity for them to exploit that. I think our secondary, as strong as they've been, like we've been giving up yards in the air. So like, blah, blah, blah. We can talk about all those pressure points, but I do honestly feel like I'd like to take a moment to step back and really enjoy and embrace what's happening right now with this team, because it's something that's really special. And I was telling someone the other day, I was like, I haven't felt this way since like 2016.
Yeah, no, I like, you can tell how much fun they're having and like how much they care about like the team, and just the way you watch them hug each other like so hard after every successful down, like it, especially that ones that end in a touchdown, of course, but like, and just to have, they did Sounds of the Sideline, and you can find it on the Dallas Cowboys app or on their website, but they're just like, they're so hyped up. Like even the, like there's a point where I can't remember who was talking to Dak. He was like, we weren't even playing that good, but like, we look good. And Dak was like, we got this.
That's amazing. No, yeah. I mean, literally like they're having fun. I was dying over your tweet where you were talking about Randy Gregory and Basham too, but like, what do they say? They're like, I want a glass. Like he's like predicting the game.
And he's like, we're going to hit him in their mouth and we're going to smile while we're doing it. And then I'm going to go home and have a glass of wine. And Basham was like, or two.
Like absolute gold. And I echo.
I need to have a glass of wine.
No, we need, I am echoing. First of all, again, if you guys don't know, Meg needs to be first in line for that because she is a Nebraska Cornhusker.
I'm a Standy Gregory.
She really is. And on top of that, I just need to come with her to supervise because I love him.
Yeah. You can be the DD.
Shoot.
I'm just kidding.
We call an alto for that.
Yeah, that's true. We're just shouting out all the transportation today.
We really are.
But I feel like they're kind of a bold red guy.
Yeah.
Like both of them. I see that for them.
Oh, do you? Do you think they like chill it a little bit? I know this is going to be like,
oh, I'm a big chill your reds.
Thank you. Person. Like we're not freezing the reds. We're not but like, it does, like I'm telling you,
it tastes better at 65 degrees.
It mellows the tannins. Go ahead and try it. You're welcome. I sounded really, I'm a sommelier after that statement.
Yeah, I'd hire you.
Thank you.
You could just like say words and make it like people would believe you. I feel
honestly like I'm a journalism major.
Yeah,
but I think I'm also like undercover an actor.
Make it nice.
Yeah, but I mean seriously, like this team is having fun. You saw them in their attitudes during the game. I honestly echo whoever it was, the sentiment like about they weren't really playing that well and they're still winning. That is kind of the beauty of what this team is doing right now.
Yeah.
They really weren't playing well the first half.
Yeah. At the beginning of this game in particular, I feel like they've put together better performances throughout the season, but yeah, it was a rough start. They were still finding ways to like have success.
Yeah.
But it was a bit of a struggle. And then they really just like turned it on in the second half.
I was laughing though too, because, you know, again, like obviously it's easy to have fun when you're doing well. And I don't by any means suggest like this team's being distracted. So I want to make sure I say that, like, I'm actually happy for them that they're having fun, because like, it was so fun to watch them. They went live in the locker room and they're playing. It was Jordan Lewis and Micah Parsons. Micah is the ultimate competitor. I have to say. He's like going head to head with everyone in any game. Like he's like, oh, you want to play me in chess? Like I'll beat you. Like I will win. And then he's like casually like playing, like aggressively playing basketball in the locker room with Jordan Lewis. And he's just like talking his game. And like people are like pretending to place wagers on them. It was so funny. It was hilarious.
If you don't follow Micah, you have to. But also the silent killer, as always, Amari Cooper is also doing the same thing. And so he was messing around with Dak and they were like kicking bouncy balls into the goal or whatever.
Were they?
Yeah. And I was just like, these guys, like, in Amari will only go on live for maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So you have to be fast and you have to get in early.
Yeah.
But they're always a good time.
Yeah. I mean, that was so funny. And then even I don't think he was doing this to be funny, but like Dan Quinn was wearing a helmet when he was going through some of the D-line drills, which again, like thinking back to his history,
Swag Daddy Dan,
DQ, like he knows what's up. Like that's where he originated. Like he was born and bred in the D-line. Like this, those are his guys. Those are his pups. Right. And so like, it was just fun to see him do that. And someone asked McCarthy, like his thoughts, and he's like, oh, I saw it. Like Dan showed me in his office and he's like, I think it's awesome. Like, it's like, tells you the kind of guy and kind of coach like Dan Quinn is. And I couldn't agree more. Cause you know, you cannot say enough like already about what he's done with this room of defensive players and how he's been able to turn it around.
Yeah. It's just, you know, when they're clicking in the locker room and it's translating even better, like on the field, you can't get mad about having fun.
Yeah. I actually have a funny story. So I was up at the Star this week. I think it was this week. Yeah. I think it was like Tuesday. Cause I go up there for the Star at night. And so they had this, of course, cause I'm nosy and ADHD all in one, which is a hilarious combination. So I like walk into the office and there's this like big box, like of Nickelodeon on it. And I was like, what is this? And like opened it. And they're like, that's Dak's like award. I guess he like won like the player of the year award or something by like Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't even know he played in the Nickelodeon game. I never see those broadcasts.
Oh yeah. I don't know. Like I actually forget about
them. What game was that?
I have no idea. And I don't even know if it was like a game. Like, he might've just been voted for like the award show in general.
Well, that's possible. I didn't know it happened. Last year though, I will say,
it must have been the game.
Mitch Trubisky won last year.
Yeah.
Very, pardon my take, influenced.
aren't people
But it was because it was a Nickelodeon game.
Are you about to tell me that there's a part of my take in a Nickelodeon Junior crossover in the audience? Well, because
they played the Nickelodeon game last year.
Oh, okay.
So, like, there was, like, slime in the end zone and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
So, I'm assuming, just based off of that, I would assume they played in that game and I don't know which one it was, but like Mitch Trubisky won last year because they like their fan base, like they got them riled up and got them to vote for Mitch.
Oh,
even
yeah.
though he didn't have a very good game.
Well,
but this time Dak's been playing great.
So. That's actually the most hilarious thing ever. Like epitome of like
100%.
That's so great. Well, anyways, so they wanted to slime him.
He wanted to get slimed.
Yeah.
He was like, where's the slime?
Literally. But PR was like, nah, we can't slime you. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, we can't make that. Like, I think there was a reason. I'm sure it was a great one. And so it was confetti
PR stands
instead.
For party poopers.
Well, with an R.
Yeah.
It was really funny because I guess they got like Zeke involved and Zeke was like, where's the slime? Like Zeke was like very angry because he was like, where is the slime? Like,
well, Zeke is our resident man child. So
literally,
you know, he had to do it.
He's like, I'm not even doing this. Like bring it back tomorrow. We're doing this over. Like I want the slime. Like he was being very funny. So anyways, he didn't win, if you'd like to know, like in terms of the slime battle, it was confetti.
Yeah, that's fine.
So there was confetti.
Boring.
Yeah. Confetti on the field for like this poor person was trying to like sweep it up. And I was like, oh my God, there's no way. Absolutely.
Imagine if you had to sweep up slime though.
I mean.
So let's count our blessings.
Hose it down. I don't know.
I don't know how slime works. I do remember very much enjoying Slime Time Live. Back in the day.
All I know is that like y'all, when I was young when I was a wee bit, you could just get like cornstarch and water. And that was like the greatest trick ever. Like I still haven't figured that out all these years later.
Are you talking about like the little,
you know what I called it? Oh my God.
I called it Flubber because of the movie.
I love Flubber. I called it Gooblick because I'm going to go bury myself right now. I don't know, dude. Hey guys, just so we're clear. It's really, don't ever let me ask you again why I'm single. Literally don't.
I mean, who wouldn't enjoy this?
Gooblick. That is what I came up with.
Okay.
She was a creative child. They're like, we're putting you in this talented and gifted class mainly because we don't know what to do with you. So here you go. Goodbye. Can you please go away for an hour each day and go read this book? Oh, Lord. Anyways, I say all that because it has just been really fun to watch this team win on and off the field. Like they're just jiving, and the chemistry is intoxicating, yeah. And it's just so fun to watch. And, you know, I mean, listen, Brad Sham, I think he had a good point. I talked to him this week and he was like, everyone's trying to fast forward to February. And I think we'd be remiss to not enjoy what's going on right now. And I was like, great point, you know, because the ride is half the fun, you guys.
Yeah.
And it's been fun as hell.
It really has been. I mean, I am the person that's like, we're going to the Super Bowl every week.
Yeah.
But I like, that's half the fun of it too. I just get hyped up. Like, and when you go to AT&T, this, I know it's the first season since, you know, no one was really in there much. So that probably factors into it, but like, I feel like the hype from the team translates, and the fact that they're doing well, of course, translates to like the hype to the fan base. And it is so incredibly loud in AT&T Stadium. And that's something that like, I can't remember the last time. The last time I've heard it that loud was probably when we played the Seahawks in the playoffs. But you know, and that it's like, you would expect that during playoff games, but during the regular season, it's kind of business as usual.
Right.
And this year it's just electric and I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah. It's been fun. I mean, I would just say this, the couple of things, like, I think that Dallas has an advantage in this game in most of the phases. I just, it really does feel like Dallas has a lot to go for it this time around. And I would say that because quite honestly, the Cowboys have only beat Bill Belichick once. And that was,
but it was Bill and Tom
in 1987. So neither of us were born.
No.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
But not today. But you know, things to look out for. Obviously Mac Jones, he is what he is. And I think that he's a rookie. So he's doing really well for a rookie.
Yeah.
I think Matthew Judon, like I mentioned earlier, on the defensive side of the ball is going to be a threat. I think Terrence Steele, obviously, like, he's improved, but I don't view him as someone who I'm like confident whenever I have an explosive player on the other side in terms of matchup that he'll just be able to handle him immediately.
Yeah. I feel like they're also going to use the Tyler Biotic woes to their advantage.
Yeah.
So maybe, I mean, eventually I feel like we're going to have to see McGovern come in, but
listen, I just want McGovern in as a fullback. Okay. So yeah, I do want to see him come in too as a fullback.
Also here for that.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
Red zone Randy. Red zone Randy.
Bring fullbacks back.
Truly. Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. And I think that, you know, on top of it too, I was kind of looking at what everyone else was saying about it. And I heard Bucky Brooks say something that I think is worthy of noting, where New England and Bill Belichick are going to try and force you to beat them with your third best player.
Yeah.
So they play this style of defense where they're going to they're going to bracket your number one player. So that's probably going to be like your Amari. They'll probably either choose to bracket like Amari or CD. And I'm not saying that CD's better than Amari, but it just depends on whatever Bill wants to do. And then they're going to take their number one corner and make him be man with your number two or your other, you know, receiver, main receiver. So then you have to beat them with your number three. So that means it's the Dalton Schultz show, my people.
Yeah. And if that doesn't work, Noah Brown. And if that doesn't work, Cedric Wilson.
Listen.
And if that doesn't work, maybe you, Tony Pollard. Maybe you do a little Zeke. Maybe you, I like.
Blake Jarwin. We have them all.
Blakey Jars.
Choose, pick your poison, baby. Like, so.
How would you like to die today?
Exactly that. So, you know, I think there's a lot of things that are playing in the Cowboys' favor. Like I mentioned, it really is going to be up to them to, you know, play their most solid. They have to play a great game. And I know that New England has not been that good this year. They have a losing record, but I will never put it past Bill Belichick to pull a rabbit out of the hat. And I'm not about to let my guard down today.
I'm not sleeping on him. That's for sure. I don't think the Cowboys are either.
Yeah.
So
I agree. So anyways, guys, I just sneezed. It was a great sneeze too. Really relieving. but Guys, thanks so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it. We're looking forward to this weekend. So come hang out with us on the social media. You can find me on Instagram at Hey Kelsey Charles. And I'm also on Twitter at Kelsey _ Charles. And Megan is
at Meg Murray with 4 R's on everything.
Make sure you subscribe to the Blogging the Boys podcast feed, wherever your podcast, whether that's Spotify, Apple, iTunes, or Stitcher. And Megan, leave the people with the most important thing.
That would be Dallas forever and Philly for absolutely unequivocally never.
Birds are not real.
Nope.
Goodbye.